Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Art, like life, goes through phases and changes. A longtime mid-Michigan artist who relocated to New Mexico a few years ago is exploring the inspirations there and has just come out with her first film. Current State's Melissa Benmark caught up with Jane Rosemont at her new home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to talk about the Pie Lady of Pie Town. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. A lot of folks are going to be familiar with Jane and Dick Rosemont. He was one of the forces behind Flat Black and Circular, the East Lansing record shop. She did fine arts, photography, and other arts here in the East Lansing area for a number of years, and they became moved to New Mexico. They had a rental house out there, and then they started spending more time there, and the next thing, they just had to go. And so I caught up with Jane Rosemont at her new home in Santa Fe last week to ask about the Pie Lady of Pie Town. We began talking about Jane's progression from still photography to filmmaking.
A long time ago, I took a photography class with Jim Colando, who is an East Lansing person. And that just changed my life. I fell in love with film. I fell in love with shooting. I fell in love with developing the film. I fell in love with processing the prints. I fell in love with the smell of the chemicals.
Oh, I love the smell of darkroom chemicals. That was my father, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really, you know, and I did that for a long time. And then one time I was working in the darkroom at home and I got really sick. I mean, sick to the point where I had to stop and run up and go to bed and lay still, like I was poisoned or something. But I didn't put two and two together until that happened, you know, three or four other times. So what had happened is that eventually the chemicals started to poison me, you know, through absorption through all those years.
Wow.
And it's true. I didn't wear gloves because, you know, we like those stained fingers.
So, right.
And I had to stop, and it broke my heart. And, of course, one option was for me to go ahead and shoot and farm out the film, you know, to a processing place. And at that time, there were plenty. But I couldn't do that. It hurt me that I couldn't do that. So I pretended I lost interest. And instead, I started to paint and work in other art mediums. But I always missed it. So in digital photography, first came on the scene, it was pretty pathetic in terms of quality. You know, at the beginning, it just wasn't, the quality wasn't there. But digital photography very quickly caught up with the demands of pros. And once it got to that point, I dove back in. And I love still photography. I miss it. Since working on the film, I have not really, except for a shot here and there, I haven't been able to immerse myself in shooting. And I do miss it.
So how did you get from still photography to making a film documentary?
Well, as a fine art photographer, I guess, and the fact that I love film, you know, Dick and I were on the film selection committee for the East Lansing Film Festival. We loved film. So I always thought at some point I would make a film, but I imagine it would be really arty and abstract, like my photography. But, you know, you never know what gets thrown in your path. And this little story came up, and there was never a question. I just knew I had to do this story.
So without giving too much away for our listeners, what is the story of the Pie Lady of Pie Town?
Okay, well, let's see. The short version is it's a story of how a successful Dallas businesswoman, she was in the music industry and advertising industry, chose to bake pie in a remote, dusty town in the middle of nowhere. And I mean in the middle of nowhere. There's no gas station, there's no motel, there's no grocery store, there's no resources to speak of.
People don't even, when I've said Pie Town, New Mexico, they think I've made that up.
Well, I have a story about that as well. But, you know, Dick and I had this rental home here in Santa Fe, so we would take road trips when we would come out. So we took a road trip. We drove south. We drove to some ghost towns, which New Mexico has plenty of. And we ended up at this really spectacular place, again, in the middle of nowhere, the San Augustine Plains, called the Very Large Array. Now, I know that sounds really unscientific, but it's a highly scientific place. and an important place in the field of astronomy. It's 27 huge radio telescopes in various configurations that study deep space.
Isn't that the one that was in Contact?
Exactly. Jodie Foster made it in Contact. So when these radio telescopes are spread out as far as they can go, it's the size of Washington, D.C. But
wow.
They're really kind of more dramatic when they're squished together. But remember, this is the plains. So this is where the deer and the antelope play, Melissa. This is really, really far out there, and we're just in awe. We saw animals we've never seen before, and you can walk up to one of these telescopes. And I was pretty excited, so I went in the gift shop to see if there's any books, because I never could have enough books. And I saw a mileage chart for different cities, and it said Pi Town, 45 miles. Of course, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like many people do.
Right.
And so I'm laughing, and I went up to the woman. I said, so what's in Pi Town? And she kind of leaned over, and she looked me square in the eye, and she said, pie? So how could we not go there, right? We drove to Pi Town, and really I was shocked, because there is nothing there except two pie shops. And Dick, bless his heart, who obviously wasn't thinking very clearly, said, well, which one should we go to? And I said, you goofball, you go to both.
Well, you got to get the full experience, right?
Yeah, right. So we did. We went to both. So Kathy is the pie lady. So her pie shop is called the Pioneer Pie Shop. And we sat next to the shelf of pies, because Dick gets nervous if he can't reach the food, Anyway, we overheard Kathy talking to customers about how ASCAP and BMI were harassing them about the music that they played on Friday nights.
Even in Pi Town.
In Pi Town. I mean, really, in the middle of nowhere, these locals who choose to live on the edge of the grid, who just want to play music, are getting harassed. So obviously, since we've been involved in the music industry, we talked a lot about the music industry, and we signed her book and promised to come back. And 6 years later, we did.
So how did you jump from having a little double dose of dessert to to making a movie?
Well, that didn't happen actually until 2012. And we went back with our friend Dewey Lawrence, who is also from East Lansing. And we spent hours there, and we were just having so much fun. You know, Kathy just, she is so enthusiastic about pie and about people, and for her, pie is love, and for her, pie is peace. And I sat there, and I said to Dewey, I said, this is a movie. He goes, yes, yes. And so he is getting credit in the film as being the instigator, because he really goaded me to do this film. And at the time, I was thinking it would be a very short film, maybe 10 minutes. The film is now a half hour. I could probably easily go back and do a full-length film in general. But it's about her place in history there. So the name Pi Town comes from the 1920s, when some rancher was selling gasoline to other ranchers and decided to make pie to help sustain them. And back then, pie wasn't delicious as we know it. It was dried bean pie or dried apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give this away, because it's in the film, how it came to be called Pi Town officially. So what I like about the film is it does talk about Kathy and how she got there, but it also includes the history of Pi Town and how it came to be. And I was really fortunate to get the actor Wes Studi to narrate the history parts. And Wes is from Avatar and Dances with Wolves and Last of the Mohicans, and that was great to have him help out. He makes pies too, so he was interested.
So I have to ask you, is there an official fruit pie of New Mexico? Because I'm thinking, if it's that remote out there, that certain things are just going to be hard. Like, strawberries, I would think, are going to be kind of hard to get out there and keep good.
Right, I would say. Well, in New Mexico, New Mexico has a state question, and it's red or green. And
yes.
That, of course, is referring to chiles. So I would say that unofficially the New Mexico state pie would be apple pie with chile.
Red or green?
I think green, actually, for the pies.
Well, you know.
And it's really good because it's subtle. You don't bite into it, and it's not, you know, you don't pucker up your mouth in disgust. It's really very subtle and good. And I believe that originated in Pie Town, I think, by the other pie shop there called The Good Pie.
So that's for the next movie, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm serious. I could do a full-length story about Pie Town. It was really fun to dig in and find out all these wonderful historical things. I have a really deep interest in history and the characters. Oh, my gosh, the characters there. You really do feel like you're in a film when you're there.
I'm assuming it's made. It's all complete. So where does it go from here?
Well, it was accepted into the Santa Fe Film Festival. So May 1st through 4th, it's going to show at the Santa Fe Film Festival. And I'm hoping to show it to my friends who have helped support me. And there are many people, not just in New Mexico, but across the country, who have been really supportive in every way. I want to be able to show it and, in fact, even have Kathy come up and make pies for people. There are three or four independent film theaters here in Santa Fe, so I kind of have to figure out which one I would like to show it in and see who wants to have me. And I hope to have that happen in April.
You going to try and get it into Traverse City?
Well, of course. And the East Lansing Film Festival, sure.
Okay. Will people have the opportunity to maybe sample this film online? Do you know whether there's going to be any future with that?
I know that I can't have the film online at this point. I'm going to do the film festival circuit for the next year or so. But there is a plan to cut it down a few minutes and tailor it for PBS. And that'll be a little bit down the line. And I'm looking forward to that, of course. And I'm also going to look into the Food Channel and see if they're interested. I have had several different people write to me. I don't want to name names, but, you know, a lot of little leads that I plan on following.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Jane Rosemond, thank you very much for joining us.
No, Melissa, this was so much fun, and it makes me feel close to my Michigan friends, and I hope to see everybody soon, and I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you so much. Happy pie eating.
Oh, hey, thanks. No problem there.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.